AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A political shakeup in South Korea. President Yoon Suk-yeol declared martial law, vowing to eliminate anti-state forces. He's been struggling against an opposition that controls South Korea's parliament and which he accuses of sympathizing with communist North Korea. In Angola, President Biden avoided questions about pardoning his son Hunter. His first trip to sub-Saharan Africa as president is meant to counter China's influence on the African continent by showcasing a U.S. commitment of $3 billion for the Lobito Corridor railway development linking Zambia, Congo, and Angola. China announced its own move. China says it's banning exports to the U.S. of gallium, germanium, and other high-tech materials with potential military applications as a general principle, lashing back at the U.S. limits on semiconductor-related exports. President-elect Donald Trump says he'll be in Paris this weekend for the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral. Police in Chicago say three people were killed, five others wounded when gunfire erupted during a house party. The shooter or shooters are still at large in Chicago. As people living along the Great Lakes dig out from a big snowstorm, Dave Hamrick at the Weather Prediction Center says don't put away the shovels.
We have a Alberta Clipper type system moving in starting late tomorrow and especially into Thursday. So we'll see basically another round of snow as another reinforcement of Arctic air masses comes in from the Northwest.
The long-running gang and racketeering trial in Atlanta that led rapper Young Thug to plead guilty in October ended today with the jury finding the last two defendants not guilty of murder. Young Thug, real name Jeffrey Williams, was set free on probation after he pleaded guilty to gang, drug, and gun charges. This is AP News.
Betsy Cowan, this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting around their records as Wall Street's white-hot rally eases up. The S&P 500 was down 0.1% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The index set another record high a day earlier with some help from rising tech stocks. The S&P is on track for one of its best years since the turn of the millennium. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 79 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was nearly flat. AT&T rose 4.3% after raising its profit forecast for the year. U.S. Steel sank 9%. President-elect Donald Trump confirmed that he would block Japan's Nippon Steel from taking over the steelmaker. Seth Sutel, New York.
General Motors is adding more than 130,000 heavy-duty pickups to a previous recall for tailgate release switches that can short-circuit and open the gates when the trucks are in park. Water can get into the electronic gate release switches. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand-new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.